Part 2. Questions 9 to 12. Excuse me, am I in the right place to look for accommodation?
Are you a student here?
Yes, I just arrived yesterday and I was looking for some help with finding a place to live.
Well, you've come to the right place. What sort of accommodation are you looking for?
I'm not sure, really. Could you tell me what's available?
Of course. There are three kinds of accommodation that we deal with: homestays, college halls of residence, or private lats.
Homestays. Is that where you live with a family?
Yes, that's right. Usually you have your own room and maybe your own bathroom, but you live with a local family and they provide you with meals, access to a washing machine, all of that kind of thing. That's $130 per week or $90 without meals.
Yes, I did think about doing that. It will be a good way to practice my English, but I think I'd really prefer to live with people more my own age, other students, for example.
Of course. Well, the college has a small residential block with rooms for 50 students, but it's very popular, and I think at the moment it's full.
That's a shame.
Yes, students like it. You have your own room, study bedroom with a bed, a table, chair, and wash basin. And then you share a bathroom and kitchen with four other students.
It sounds nice. Never mind. What was the other options that you mentioned?
The other one is private flats. These are flats and houses owned by private landlords, not the college. But we make sure that you're paying a reasonable price, so it's a bit easier than just looking in the newspaper to find a flat.
That sounds good. Would it be for one person or more?
It depends. Mostly, flats serve 3 to 4 students, but there are sometimes one-bedroom flats available.
Part 2. Questions 17 to 20. The harbor? It should be local, but it looks pretty clean to me.
It is now, but it used to be a real problem. Sewage, for example, used to be emptied directly into the harbor.
Yuck! Imagine swimming in all that wastewater. Not a nice thought, is it?
You said it used to be a problem?
Yes. Sewage is taken out in pipes a long way out to sea now. The city council constructed them in the 1970s. Unless there is very bad weather, it solved the problem.
What are the problems, are there?
Well, of course, there is a fair bit of pollution from the traffic on the harbor.
You mean all of the boats?
Yes. There are the ferries, of course, but also the commercial and trading vessels. It's still an issue. The state government has set targets for reduction in emissions by next year. They can't stop boats using the harbor, don't they?
I guess one of the other problems must just be people dumping rubbish. Bottles, plastic bags, stuff that people can't be bothered to dispose of properly.
Yeah, that's right. There's quite a good story behind that one, that it's an ongoing project. It's not finished yet, but a lot of it has been removed.
How did they manage that? It must be a really difficult job.
Local diving clubs who like to dive in the harbor go down and pick up all bottles and things like that off the bottom of the sea. I think they have a special day once a year to do it.